This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Discussions continue on annual policies and programs. Lawmakers draw the government's attention to issues including job creation, good governance and corruption control in the House meeting. Central Security Committee decides to beef up surveillance in border areas and airports following the tensions between India and Pakistan. 34th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority discussed in a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly. And Denmark summons US ambassador over Greenland espionage report. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives under the Federal Parliament continued deliberations on proposed annual policies and programs in yesterday's meeting. Parliamentarians put forth their views on a party basis on the policies and programs recently presented by President Ramchandra Paudil for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. Meanwhile, lawmakers drew the government's attention to the contemporary issues during the urgent time in yesterday's House meeting. Likewise, speaking in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers stressed the need to be aware of the recent tensions between India and Pakistan and its impact on Nepal. During the zero hour of the meeting, the lawmakers drew attention to the government for demonstrating diplomatic skills in the context of the conflict between the two neighbors. Apart from this, the lawmakers also spoke on the issues of the constitution, issues of the construction of the roads, bridges, lack of drinking water and the loss in the Nepal Electricity Authority. The meeting of the Central Security Committee was convened yesterday in the chairmanship of Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak. The meeting dwelt on recent developments following the conflict between India and Pakistan and the potential impacts of the situation on Nepal and matters related to internal security. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the meeting decided to beef up surveillance in the southern border and airports. Spokesperson of the Ministry, Ramchandra Tiwari, informed that matters relating to the security of the Nepalese residing in both India and Pakistan in the wake of escalating tensions were also discussed in the meeting. He added issues like additional preparations for strengthening internal security, coordination and information exchange among the security agencies, among other topics, also figured in the meeting. President Ramchandra Paudil has said that the role of the journalism sector has been remarkable in every political, social and cultural change in Nepal. Addressing the Senior Journalist Honours and National Journalism Award distribution program organized by the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology on the occasion of the National Journalism Day yesterday, President Paudil said that journalism is a tool of change and a powerful and effective means of nation building. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung said that the government is working to formulate and amend the necessary laws to make journalism systematic and dignified. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the Gorkha Patra is now free to write what it sees through its conscience as there is no interference from the rulers alike during the autocratic period. Addressing a program organized yesterday by the Gorkha Patra Corporation on the occasion of the 125th anniversary of the publication of Gorkha Patra Vernacular National Daily, Prime Minister Oli said Gorkha Patra has contributed to the nation as a witness to many events in history. Speaking at the event, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung said that like Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, Gorkha Patra Corporation should now transition into a public service publication. He acknowledged issues within Gorkha Patra related to infrastructure and promotions and pledged that the ministry would complete the works of constructing a well-equipped building, bring a new act and bylaws for the management of employees as soon as possible. Gorkha Patra, with a history spanning over a century, is a prestigious national publication. From its inception until 1934 AD, it was published weekly, then increased to two or three editions a week, and finally became a daily publication from 1961 AD. the 34th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has been discussed in a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly. Responding to questions raised by the committee members in the meeting yesterday, CIAA Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai said that the commission has not protected corrupt individuals on the basis of individuals, parties or identities. Chief Commissioner Rai also said that the commission is clear that those who commit any kind of irregularities against the country and people should not be shelted. He mentioned that skilled and capable employees had not been able to perform their duties according to their capabilities due to dominance of trade unions in the civil service system. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has submitted its pre-budget review report for the fiscal year 2025-26 to the Ministry of Finance. NRB Acting Governor Dr. Neelam Dhungana Timsina presented the report to Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil yesterday. According to the Finance Minister's Secretariat, Finance Minister Paudil said that the NRB's report would contribute significantly to the preparation of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The Kathmandu University, KU, and Nepal Policy Institute, NPI, signed an agreement to collaborate in the fields of education and research. The KU and the Hague-based institute signed the deal at the KU School of Management premises, agreeing to collaborate on joint research, publication, and exchange of researchers, faculty, and students. Furthermore, the two institutions have agreed to extend support to each party's research initiatives. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Denmark has called in the U.S. ambassador over a report that Washington is stepping up its espionage on politicians in Greenland and Copenhagen. Danish foreign minister on Wednesday said that he had read the article in the Wall Street Journal with deep concern and as one did not spy on friends, and that he had contacted the U.S. envoy to convey Copenhagen's disquiet over the reported spying activity. The incident is the latest spat between the two NATO allies since U.S. President Donald Trump started repeating his desire for Washington to take over Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of the Kingdom of Denmark, earlier this year. According to the Wall Street Journal report, a classified message was sent to U.S. intelligence agencies last week urging them to identify people in Greenland and Denmark who support Trump's ambition to take control of the geopolitically crucial island. It added that intelligence agency chiefs had been instructed to learn more about Greenland's independence movement and attitudes to mineral extraction by American companies. Calling in a foreign ambassador for discussion is a sign of serious diplomatic discontent, but is very rarely used against allies such as U.S. Now to deliver the forecast for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds along with the partial influence of water vapor rich wind coming from the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country and at one or two locations in the rest of the country, with chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Discussions continue on annual policies and programs. Lawmakers draw the government's attention to issues including job creation, good governance and corruption control in the House meeting. Central Security Committee decides to beef up surveillance in border areas and airports following the tensions between India and Pakistan. 34th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority discussed in a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly. and Denmark summons US ambassador over Greenland espionage report. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.